Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mike Clemens joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. He does his job really, really well. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Joe. Kevin, how are you guys?
We're doing well. One thing we haven't really talked about at all, Mike, is this new turf that's being put out on Lambeau Field. What's this all about?
Yeah, well, you know, all this past off season, Lambeau Field was completely gutted. It was just a pile of dirt out there, cranes and, you know, road graders and all kinds of stuff going on out there. And they didn't have any concerts. Remember last year they had a Billy Joel concert. They replaced the turf last year, and there used to be D.D. Grassmaster they put in back in 2007. Remember, after they won the Super Bowl in 1997, the field had gotten beat up with some rainy games in the postseason, like one against the 49ers. So they replaced the turf then. It had been the same for years. And they thought it was such hallowed turf back then, 20 years ago, they sold chunks of it in, like, pizza boxes. You could buy, like, a piece of Lambeau Field turf for $10.
Wow.
And they were distributing them, and like, they looked like it was, you know, pizza carryout in little boxes like that they were handed out. I think it was part of the thing Bob Harlan was trying to raise some more money to for stadium expansion back in the way. So they weren't selling any of the D.D. Grassmaster. They put in something new called SIS Grass, but it's the same thing like this D.D. Grassmaster. It's a mix of grass along with fibers. It's sort of thatched. And so Mike McCarthy said something really kind of weird when he was asked, hey, how did the new feel like to you guys Saturday night at family night?
I think the surface is great. We're fortunate to have all three fields the same surface. The Lambeau Field is, you know, being new, they're all the same, but it's this one's a lot tighter. It's a tad shorter than the two practice fields, so I thought it was in phenomenal shape. Family night, and hopefully we've learned from the experience on Sunday Night Football against the Colts with that whatever happened that night. So,
oh,
Sunday Night Football against the Colts. What's he talking about? And then so, okay, that was 2 years ago when we were in Canton, and it was the Hall of Fame game.
Oh, okay,
right.
And
okay.
So, you know, we had the Hall of Fame with Favre and his induction speech on Saturday night. And then, you know, they're racing to get the field ready for the next day. And what they had done is, like, 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, they're putting the final touches, some paint in the middle of the field with the Hall of Fame logo and everything. And then they lay a bunch of platforms down on it, and people are standing or sitting on that because that's actually the actual seating for the induction speeches. And the next day, they pull all that pieces of plywood off to get ready for Sunday Night Football in the game, and the stuff had coagulated, and it was rock hard in the middle of the field and wherever that paint that they had laid down. So they had to cancel the game. They've made all those changes now in Canton where they moved the game to Thursday night, and they put a whole new field in there, so that'll never happen again. But I think an underreported story last year was how bad the slippage was at Lambeau Field last year. And, you know, the Packers didn't talk about it. They kind of dusted off. But I remember it got to be so bad that when the Packers played the Saints and lost that game, even though the Packers had won the turnover ratio that day, when I got into the Saints locker room for the network, those guys were telling me Sean Payton was watching Packer home games and thought that the slippage was so bad he told his players, wear the long cleats for Green Bay, and I'll buy you a pedicure. Here's a couple of his running backs. Alvin Kamara, who had a great season, and Mark Ingram explaining what Sean Payton, the Saints head coach, told them before they got on the plane from New Orleans.
The stress was don't wear molded cleats, you know what I'm saying? So everybody had it on their screw-ins, and I think our footing was pretty good.
Usually
when we talk screw-ins, like, he mentions it one time, and that's kind of it, you know? And he was on it this week. He kept bringing up clips of people slipping, Cincinnati game where somebody slipped on third down and kind of cost them that. And he just kept bringing it up, kept pressing the issue. So everybody was like, hey, we got to put on these studs, because if you slip, you don't want to hear his mouth, you know, coming over there looking at your cleat. So he said he has pedicures for everybody, and I'm definitely looking forward to mine.
Okay, then.
Who doesn't love a pedicure?
So clearly, Lambeau Field was in need of it, and the Packers, you know, I mean, they heard stories like that, and quietly they went out there and just tore it all up. And I can't find the price tag of what this thing's going to cost, but we'll see the first game on that new turf tonight.
Half a million, maybe? I mean, it's going to be a lot.
Well, I don't think money's an object for Mark Murphy. So whatever whatever he paid, it doesn't matter. It's just right
now. They had $500 million in expenditures last year, but I couldn't find in the budget there that they released exactly how much it cost to replace the turf at Lambeau Field.
Interesting. So you'll have new turf, you'll have new players, you'll have new positions and new coordinators, you know, both offense and defense. There are a lot of things to watch, of course, all under the guise of this being a first preseason game and probably nobody, you know, really showing a lot of regular season stuff. So what do you watch for? Who do you watch for tonight, Mike?
Well, I think everyone's going to want to watch to see these rookie receivers that, you know, when Aaron Rodgers ripped them after that scouting game. By the way, when Aaron was frustrated, so frustrated after that nearly three-hour practice, he took that ball and he was aiming sort of where the tackling dummies were, but he grounded it. I mean, you know, he threw it as hard as he could. It was, you know, a violent throw. It pulled off the chin strap. He was clearly frustrated, clearly pissed at what he was getting from these rookie receivers. So I went in right after Aaron said all this stuff, which was, you know, on all the national sports talk shows all day yesterday about, you know, is Rodgers doing the right thing? Is this leadership? Is he being a diva? I went to Jamon Moore, who's the first guy they took of the three wide receivers in the fourth round at wide receiver. And I told him what Aaron had just said, and I said, how do you feel about, I mean, are you gassed right now after that practice?
Yeah, you know, it's just part of camp. You know, bodies start wearing down, you know, numbers start getting short, so other people got to pick up the load, but, you know, that's a part of it.
Aaron said he got a little disappointed. He said that guys were having missed assignments. He said it's all on the charts. Did you feel that happening just when you're going into hour three, you know, guys are running out of gas?
Yeah, you know, it's part of this game, being fatigued, but the greats are able to be fatigued and still be on point. So it's just something that we got to work on, and we'll get better at it from time.
What's Coach Rye like?
He's a great guy, man. He's the same person every day, beautiful spirit, joyful person, practice what he preaches. He knows what he wants. He knows what it takes to be great, and he just believes in everybody in that room, and he's not going to stop until he gets the best.
On the field, he's very much to the point, right? Not too much talk, which is just what a player needs. Get right to the point.
Yeah, he's the type of guy who's going to let you know exactly what it is you did wrong, exactly what he expects. He's clean slate. He's not going to feed you any extra nonsense. He's going to let you know exactly what he expects and what it is that you got to do.
So, first game, what's on your mind?
I just want to go out there and play fast. I want to go out there and know my assignments so I'm not out there thinking, so I can play fast and then be me. Not worry about or think about what it is that I have to do for the play. I'd be unstoppable.
That's number 82, Jamon Moore. And when I asked him about Coach Rye, that's David Rye, who in 4 years has gone from like an offensive assistant to receivers coach. He's a fast-rising position coach star. He played quarterback at Iowa. And so, you know, this is kind of on him to get these rookie receivers ready as soon as possible. So you're going to look at these rookie receivers tonight. I'm going to be watching tackle. I think they got a problem right now because with Bulaga and Bakhtiari both nursing injuries, can Kyle Murphy, could he actually go at left tackle or right tackle if Bulaga's not 100% against the Bears? Jason Spriggs. These are the two guys that were supposed to be the tackles of the future. They're both coming off an injury, and Mike McCarthy said the other day, you know, with these kinds of injuries, even though they're back on the field, it actually takes it a whole year, the next year, before these guys are 100%. Well, That's a little frustrating. And I have thought that the Byron Bell that they brought in, the veteran from the Cowboys and Panthers before that, has been sluggish out there. Adam Pankey is a guy they've had in camp now for a year or two. I was watching him at practice, and he wasn't 100%. I mean, finding good offensive tackles is hard, and this team was they never knew how they were going to replace Clifton and Tulsher for the longest time. And David Bakhtiari has just been an outstanding left tackle, but I'll be watching that. That's a point of concern tonight. And then there's other things defensive lineman, Montrevious Adams. We finally get to see number 90 unleashed tonight because he's been outstanding in practice. He'll be fun to see. You'll get to see punter J.K. Scott, who kicks it 60 yards down the field. I know, Kevin, you've seen a couple of those when you've been up here with your TV crew. And then I'm kind of curious about special teams, who's going to be the kick and punt returner. We've talked about number 16, Jake Kummerow, the wide receiver out of UW-Whitewater. I have not seen him getting special team assignments, and he's got to get on one of those if he's got any chance of being the fifth or sixth wide receiver. When I thought I saw his first-team kickoff, they had Josh Jackson, the second-round pick defensive back. He was a gunner on one side. And then this linebacker, number 58, Greer Martini. You're talking about if they're going to bring in another inside linebacker from the outside. But this is a guy that Blake Martinez is high on. And Martini was on the first-team kickoff coverage. All the rest were veterans. That's a good sign for those two young players that they're already inside the 53.
He is Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold insider. He'll be at tonight's game between the Packers and Titans. And hopefully we'll be able to hear from Mike after the game on the Green and Gold postgame show with Bill Michaels and Gary Ellerson. Michael, thank you as always, and we will talk again soon.
Thank you, guys. You bet. Appreciate it.
Yep, you got it. And Mike joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.